السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
أن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه، ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we send our peace and blessings upon our noble and beloved Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil and the mischief of our own souls and actions. And I remind myself and yourselves on this blessed day of Yawm al-Jumu'ah to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah reminded us of that in the noble Qur'an when He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, which translates to, O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way He should be feared, and to do not die except in the state of submission to him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we all die in this state. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. My dear and beloved brothers and sisters, one of the most noble things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called this ummah to, and one of the first and primary characteristics of the ummah of Islam, and what distinguishes it from the rest of the ummah, is that characteristic of unity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the noble Quran, when He speaks about the ummah of Islam, He always refers to it as an ummah. And when He said, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ, you were the best nation that humanity has ever seen, Allah referred to us as a nation. And there is no doubt that with there is something called a nation, there has to be something called unity. Unity is one of the most important characteristics of this ummah, and this is why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to the straight path in the Quran, it is often accompanied with a call to unity, to being one, to not separating, not dividing, and not letting our differences get the best of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. This is the straight path, so follow it. This is the straight path, so follow it. We know the straight path. The Quran is with us. The Sunnah is amongst us. We know what these things are. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not follow the short paths to the side of it, because then you will be divided. Meaning you will not be upon the straight path of Allah if you allow this ummah to be divided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold on to the rope of Allah together and do not ever be divided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. Follow Allah and His Messenger by doing what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the description of those who follow Allah and His Messenger. Right? وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا. Do not fight and quarrel amongst yourselves. فَتَفْشَلُوا. Because then you will fail. Then you will fail. If you're not united, if you let division get the best of you, if you make your differences allow you to separate, if you make them separate you to a point where you're not together, you're not united, then you will fail in everything. We want to be successful as an ummah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the antidote, the key to success, ya ikhwan, ya akhawat, which is unity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about those who divide their religion, those who divide their deen and separate amongst themselves. He says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. O Muhammad, those who divide and separate their ummah into groups and divisions and subdivisions, he says, لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. You are not from them in any way, form, or sense, O Muhammad. Because this is not the message that we gave you. The message that we gave you is the message of unity. The message of dealing with differences, but preserving the unity of the ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in another ayah about those who divide. Allah describes them in this ayah. It says, مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ وَاتَّقُوهُ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes those who believe. He says, مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ. Right? They submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They perform their salawat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends it with a prohibition, something that he told us to never fall into. He said, وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Do not be from those polytheists, those mushrikeen. The worst of sin is what? Shirk. But what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call shirk in this ayah? He says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا. From those who separate their religion, create divisions, subdivisions within it. Oh, it's this jama'ah, that jama'ah, I'm not from them. Anything happens, they can't wait to divide the ummah more than it is already divided. Those people are the mushrikeen that Allah is talking about. Why did Allah call them mushrikeen? Because, ya ikhwan, ya akhawat, we worship one God. Do we worship different gods? This jama'ah, that group, that fiqh opinion, that ideological offset, whatever it is. Do we worship the same God or not? We worship one God. Do we have the same Quran? Yes. Do we have the same messenger? Yes. Do we have the same Qibla? Yes. Do we do Hajj together? Yes. What is it that divides us past this? Everything unites us. We have the tools to unity in our religion. Our religion was tailored, was made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to preserve this unity. The only way it can be divided is if corruption gets to our hearts and we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the corruption in our hearts. Will we have differences in the ummah? Yes. Will some of them be big and major differences? Yes. But they should never get to a point to where they divide and separate the ummah, create hatred and animosity amongst people of the same qibla, people of the same masjid, people of the same who worship the same God. It shouldn't negate the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to unity. Ya akhwan, wa ya akhawat, there are five darurat, necessities, that this deen, Islam, came to establish. The first one is religion. It came to establish religion in our lives. And then it came to preserve what? The five things to preserve. The first thing we should preserve is what? The deen. The second thing is life. The third thing is ird, honor. And so on and so forth. But the first is deen. How do we preserve the deen? By uniting together. It is more important to us than food and drink. Because that's second in category. Right? Life is second to the deen. Preserving the deen is number one. And by preserving the deen, we're talking about unity, because that's the first thing. If we are united, and within us and amongst us, we do amr bil ma'ruf nahi al munkar. We command to that which is good, and we forbid from that which is evil. Amongst us. In the way the Prophet ﷺ taught us. But we never allow these differences to divide us. Today, it's unfortunate we live in a time where a small difference can be exploited to a point where it causes more division within the ummah that's already divided. Sometimes, it's division because of an opinion that was adopted by many noble scholars in the past. Sometimes it's a minority opinion, but it is existent within the tradition of Islam. It's not something far-fetched. And sometimes it's because of something that the majority of the ummah agrees upon. But nonetheless, those with corrupt hearts, those with minds that are corrupt as well, take these differences, exploit them, exaggerate them, and make them a reason to divide the ummah, create hatred and animosity amongst the Muslimin. When they, by doing this, although they do it according to their own whims and desires, seeking pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wanting to purify the deen from these misguidances, these dalalat, these bid'ah, these innovations, or so they claim. But by doing this, they are going against one of the main things that Allah calls us to in all of the Quran, which is to be united and never to divide, which is to be one on the straight path of Allah, which is to give nasiha for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, akhwan, ya akhawat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave rights for brothers and sisters amongst themselves. There are certain rights that they have. And this is in the ideal case, the ideal scenario. We're not, today I don't want to call you to the ideal rights of a brother and a sister. Let's not talk about that. Let's look, and I'm not going to call you to how the manners of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is our prophet and our role model, the way he dealt with his close companions, the people that served the deen, the people that had a good background in serving Islam, the people who their good is evident to everyone who look. No. We're not going to look at the manners of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam with these people. Or the manners of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the Muslims he did not even know. Today, I want to call us, all of us, to the manners Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam had with the worst of people, the lowest of the low, the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, those who claimed to be Muslim but were hiding kufr within their hearts, within their chests, those who lived and walked amongst Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those who harmed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those who accused his wife of being doing haram, those who called Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam names, those who created divisions amongst the Sahaba, those who separated and built their own masjid and tried to call people away from the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We're talking about these munafiqeen, the worst of the worst. And they did the worst things to our noble Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. How did Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam treat them? 5 different manners that I wish we had amongst ourselves. I wish we had these type of manners, not only to our brothers and sisters, but to our scholars, to the people who gave for this deen, to the people who we can witness, we witness with our own eyes that they did good for this deen. They spread this khair amongst humanity. The first manner the Prophet ﷺ had for them is he sought forgiveness for them. In a hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, and this is the head of the munafiqeen, Abdullah ibn Ubay. When he died, the Prophet ﷺ was seeking forgiveness for him. Umar ibn al-Khattab told him, Ya Rasulullah, he's a munafiq, he did this, he did that, he did this. The Prophet ﷺ said, I know, Ya Umar, but I'm seeking forgiveness. Umar said, Ya Rasulullah, the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah said in the verse, even if you said, Astaghfirullah for them 70 times, Allah will not forgive them. The Prophet ﷺ said, I'll do istighfar more than 70. Perhaps Allah may forgive them. The son of Abdullah ibn Ubay, which is the head of the munafiqeen, the head of the munafiqeen, who hurt the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This man, when he died, his son came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, Ya Rasulullah, can I have your inner garment? And I want you to imagine this. Said, Ya Rasulullah, can I have your inner garment, the one that touches your noble flesh, so I can shroud my father with it, so that when he is buried, maybe Allah may forgive him. Maybe Allah may forgive him with the barakah of your shroud, Ya Rasulullah. The Prophet ﷺ went home, took it off, and gave it to him. He said, here, shroud your father, the head of the munafiqeen, with the shroud of the Rasul ﷺ. Imagine. The second manner is that he pardoned them. He pardoned them every time. Told them, khalas, okay, you're okay. You're forgiven. When they were alive, he pardoned them. Imagine. The Prophet ﷺ accepted their excuses. Whenever they said something, he wouldn't say, no, I know your intention. I know what you're trying to do. I know deep down inside you just want to separate and divide the Muslimin. You want to cause animosity. You want to cause division. You want Islam to go down. No, the Prophet ﷺ didn't say that. He accepted their excuses, alayhi salatu wasalam. The fourth, he didn't judge them. He didn't judge them, but he left what's inside of them for Allah to judge. He left what's inside of them for Allah to judge. And the last, he gave them sincere advice, alayhi salatu wasalam. When they made a mistake, he would take them aside and he would advise them, alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at the best of manners. But this is with the munafiqeen. How should we treat our own brothers and sisters who did good that we can witness and see. We can feel. These people who pray, they fast, and we know they have a level of sincerity in them. How should we treat them? Let the bare minimum be the manners of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the munafiqeen, ya ikhwan. أقول ما سمعتم وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Unity, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, is the most sacred thing for this ummah. Wallahi, when we are united, ya akhwan, you get the likes of the people who changed the world, who changed the world, from scholars like Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, al-Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad, al-Bukhari, al-Awza'i, al-Izz ibn Abd al-Salam, Ibn Taymiyyah, those great scholars, rahimahumullah, who served the ummah, or the great leaders of the ummah, like Umar ibn al-Khattab, or the great leaders like Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, or Harun al-Rashid, or Alb Arsalan, or Nizam al-Mulk, or Nur al-Din Zinki, Imad al-Din Zinki, his father. These great leaders, or Muhammad al-Fatih, rahimahumullah, jami'an. These great leaders, there's one thing they all have in common. Whether scholars or leaders, they have one thing in common. You know what it is? That they all served the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam indiscriminately. They didn't serve a hizb, a small group. They didn't serve a jama'ah. Their sight was not narrow. They did not have narrow vision. They always looked at the maslaha of the ummah. They looked with their actions to serve the whole ummah, something that encompasses everyone, not their jama'ah. So if we want to unite the ummah, if we want to be leaders like these leaders, scholars like these scholars, then we need to grow our sight so that it can encompass all of the ummah. We need to think of how to serve the whole ummah, how to unite the whole ummah, not how to divide it. When we see a video, when we see a tweet, when we see a comment, when we hear a conversation, when we're sitting with someone who we know who is speaking about matters that divide the ummah, create more separation, close it, stop it, get up and leave it. Do not engage yourself in it because you do not want to contribute to something that destroys this ummah and its unity. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite this ummah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who spread unity amongst the Muslimin. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for our shortcomings. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on us. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala alqawm alkafirin. اللهم اجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير اللهم اجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر اللهم اغفر لنا هزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا وكل ذلك عندنا اللهم حرر أقصانا اللهم حرر أقصانا وداوي جرحانا وعاف مبتلانا وفك أسرانا اللهم كن لإخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم كن لإخواننا في الصين من الأويغور اللهم كن لإخواننا في بورما وفي أفغانستان وفي العراق وفي اليمن وفي سوريا وفي فلسطين وفي ليبيا وفي كل مكان اللهم كن لهم عونا ونصيرا ومؤيدا وظهيرا كن لهم ولا تكن عليهم وحد صفنا واجمع شملنا وتول أمرنا وأحسن خلاصنا عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي أعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
سوى اعتذر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.